This teaching is brought to you by Christian Family Church International. Because I can't speak without props, right?
Okay.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Gotta have the prop bag. Yes, I feel like I'm dreaming this, and I want to say thank you, Pastor Bev, for making my dream come true. This is just amazing. I fed an elephant yesterday, and she got kissed by one. Just smack on the cheek, right? I want to say real quick, my beautiful daughter, Cassidy Cherie, is here with me. Would you stand up? Yay! Y'all have the most amazing cheer. What was that? That's it! Yes! Oh my goodness! We gotta bring that back to America, don't we? That's the next level. I love that. Okay, I have to just say real quick, did you warn them about my voice?
Not yet.
Okay. How many of you have never heard me before? Okay, did y'all warn your friends? I know, I sound like I'm five, but I spoke at this conference one time and the lady said, I know why you sound like a kid. And I said, please tell me why. She said, because most of us stopped dreaming when we were kids. And she said, you speak to the child in us to get your dreams back. There's a purpose. So I believe that's what we're gonna do today, is you're gonna get your dreams back, right? And I'm gonna show you how to do that. Are you ready to get right into this? Okay, so let me just start out by saying that God created you for a purpose. And we've been hearing this all day with the Significance Conference, that you have been created for a purpose. Just like things are created for a purpose. Let me give you some examples. I have some hairspray right here. This hairspray started in someone's mind as a vision to create something that you spray it and it makes your hair stay a little bit, right? But it was created for a purpose. And it fulfills a purpose in my life, right? Might need a little more. But things are created for a purpose. Well, thank God someone had a vision, right? To create something that would give girls like me a chance in life. See, I don't think I would be married if this wasn't created, right? Now, I'm not kidding. Years ago, my little nephew was staying the night with me, and he came in my bathroom where I was taking my makeup off. He'd never seen me without makeup, and he walked around the corner, and he went, I said, Dylan, it's Aunt Terry. I said, see the hair? It's me. And he goes, I don't like it. I said, I don't either, but thank God someone had a vision, right? Does this fulfill a purpose in your life? Okay. Well, thank God somebody had a vision, right? That's all I'm going to say about that, okay? But I'm just trying to show you things are created for a purpose. Well, do you know Jeremiah 29:11? God said, I know the plans and purposes I have for you, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope, right? So God created you to fulfill some sort of purpose. Your job is to discover it and then live your dreams, right? So I'm going to share with you five keys. I just happen to have them here. Five keys to live your dreams. Are you ready? Okay. So the first key I want to talk about, number one, is you simply start with a blank page. You start with a blank page and you give yourself permission to dream. Let me tell you a story real quick. So years ago, I was speaking at a conference in France, and meanwhile, back in America, where our offices are, they were decorating the offices, putting some new flooring in and painting the walls, and this girl who was decorating, she texted me, and she said, Terry, what do you want on this giant wall that your desk faces? Well, I texted her back and I said, a vision board. She texted me back, huh? I said, I want a big vision board because I want to put pictures and images of where I see the ministry going. Well, she found a big board, a cork board that nobody was using in a closet, and she hung it on the wall. Well, when I got home from France, I walked in my new office and I was like, oh, this is beautiful. And I saw the vision board and I thought, I cannot wait to put pictures up there. Well, I'd been gone for 2 weeks, so I'd gotten behind on my work and I just kept trying to get caught up. Time was going by, time was going by. Here's my point. Every time I looked up from my desk and saw nothing, I was convinced. If you see nothing, you can expect nothing. If you see nothing in your future, you can expect nothing in your future. You have to see where you want to go before you start taking steps towards it, right? So it didn't take me too long. I just started giving myself permission to dream. I went online and I printed pictures of schools, just public school buildings. And I said, I'm teaching young people how to set goals and get vision for their life. I don't know how you do that, but I was just giving myself permission, right, to dream. I stood in front of a bookstore and I posed in front of it and I said, I'm a successful author. My books are sold in bookstores around the world. I hadn't even written a book when I did this, okay? I was just dreaming and it actually felt ridiculous, but I just knew God said, without a vision, you perish, right? I put a sticker of YouTube on there and I said, we have a successful YouTube channel. When I put this in my dream book and on my vision board, we had about 22 views a day. 22 people cared what I had to say, right? But I said, we have a successful YouTube channel. I'm just showing you some random things. I just Googled one day, what's the biggest church in America? And do y'all know who Joel Osteen is? Joel Osteen popped up. So I just put a picture of me acting like I'm preaching at Lakewood, standing by Joel's podium. Just dreaming, right? Okay, do y'all want to see a cool one? I put a map of South Africa. And I said, I'm invited to speak at a conference in South Africa. Okay, here's what I want you to know today. There is a principle in God's word that you become what you behold. Whatever you keep before your eyes, it will eventually show up in your life. You become what you behold. So here's a picture. I told you about the schools. Here's our vision board course in schools all over America. Here I am walking into a bookstore and actually seeing my books on the shelf. Here we are. Let's see, our YouTube channel just went over 40-something million views. Thank you, Jesus. We just started a YouTube channel in French, so parlez-vous français? We have a French channel now. And now, here I am speaking at Joel Osteen's church. And today, I finally get to check it off. I'm speaking in South Africa. Thank you. So here's, oh, there's that cute little cheer. So here's my point. When the vision is clear, the results will appear. When the vision is clear, the results will appear. Notice I didn't just say, I want to speak somewhere in the world. No, I actually said Johannesburg, South Africa. So you've got to get crystal clear on what you want. Let me tell you a story real fast. There was a friend of mine who had the opportunity to minister to a famous actor in Hollywood. And he said when he walked in his house, he saw this big glass wall with like 150 little index cards all over the wall. And he asked him, he said, what is all that? He said, that's my next movie I'm working on. He said, every good movie has ups and downs and good characters and bad characters. He said, I just move it around until I get it the way I like it. Well, my friend looking at this said, this is so confusing. He said, how do you even know where to start? You know what the actor said? That's the easy part. He said, you always start with the final scene. You decide how you want it to end, and then you work towards it. Well, see, it's the same with your dreams. How do you want this year to end? How do you want the next 5 years to end? You got to give yourself permission to dream and see the final scene and start working towards it. And this is going to require you to use your imagination. You have to use your imagination. It's a gift from God. In fact, we have physical sight and we have spiritual sight, don't we? You see with the eye of faith. See, you've got to see your dream on the inside before it ever shows up on the outside. In fact, there's a friend of ours who was in Honolulu, Hawaii, and he was standing on the beach, and he happened to look up at this mansion on top of a hill, and he just had this thought. He said, I can't imagine living in a house that big. And he said instantly he heard the Lord say, don't worry about it. You never will. He thought, well, why not? God said, if you can't imagine it, you'll never have it. So what can you imagine? Can you imagine walking across the stage with your cap and gown getting your degree or your diploma? Can you imagine walking down the aisle to get married? Can you imagine giving birth to a healthy, beautiful baby? Can you imagine getting promoted in the company? Can you imagine owning your own company? What can you see on the inside? Because God's got to get you to use your imagination before he's going to give it to you on the outside. In fact, let me tell you a story real quick. There was a girl in America, and she dreamed of being Miss America. So she entered the contest in Miss Florida, for Florida, and she lost the competition. So the next year, she entered the contest again for Miss Florida, and she lost again. So instead of giving up, she moved to Kansas, because we got 50 states, just keep moving, right? So she enters the Miss Kansas contest, and she won the title. Well, then she competed, and she actually won the title of Miss America. So they asked her, they said, what is the secret to your success? Like, how did you stay focused and not just assume, you know, it must not be God's will for my life? This is what she said. She said, I watched every video I could possibly find on beauty pageants. And she said, every time they would get ready to crown the winner, she said, I would just close my eyes and just imagine that crown going on my head. She said, every time they would say, here she comes, Miss America, she said, I would close my eyes and imagine carrying my roses walking down the runway. Well, the night she won, they said, Miss America, were you nervous tonight knowing millions are watching all over the world? You know what she said? I wasn't nervous at all. She said, I have done this thousands of times. Well, where did she do it? In her imagination, right? She saw everything in here before it ever showed up out here. So number one is you start with a blank page and you use your imagination. Those of you who follow me on YouTube or Instagram, you're going to be prepared. Are you ready for this one? You got to put your dreams in writing, don't you? They know about the giant pink pencil. This right here is one of the most important keys to success. Every success conference you will ever go to, they're going to tell you the power of writing your dreams and goals. You cannot leave them in your head, right? Now, what's interesting is successful people have stumbled upon this. Katy Perry does this, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Ellen DeGeneres, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey, Oprah Winfrey. They do this. But guess who came up with this spiritual law? I'll show you right here. It says Habakkuk 2:2. Write the vision and make it plain. This came from God's word, right? So he's the one who told us, don't leave your goals in your head. Don't just think it, ink it, right? You've got to write your dreams and goals. So let me tell you this real fast. There was a professor in America who walked up to random people on the street, and he just asked them one question. He said, what are your goals? What are your dreams for life? 80% said, I don't have any. So think of 80% of people walking around have no vision, no goals, no dreams. And what does God's word say? Where there is no vision, we're perishing. I used to be in the 80%. 16% said, I have some goals, but I've never written them down. 3% said, I've written my goals at some point, but I don't know where they are. 1% said, I have goals, I've written them down, and I review them on a consistent basis. He said, do you know who the 1% were? Millionaires. Every one of them were millionaires. And the clues these millionaires gave us, number one, I have goals. Number two, I don't leave them in my head. I actually grab a pen and write them down. And number three, every day I'm looking at them. When I began to hear that, I thought, I can do this. If Jim Carrey and Katy Perry can do this, I can do this if it came from God's word, right? Now, I wish I had more time to teach you how to set goals, but we got to keep going. But I did put together a free goal setting checklist. So if y'all want to scan this, do y'all have that QR code for the goal setting? No, that's not it. It's a It's a little QR code, and it says free goal setting download. If you don't, we can show it later, but or I can just put it on our Instagram or something. But it's a free download for you to get this goal setting checklist. Do they have it? Let me tell you this real quick while they're trying to find it. Here's the best way I know how to teach you to set goals. Let's imagine it's December 31st of this year. And you say to your friend, that's not it. You say to your friend, that's not free. Let's imagine you say to your friend on New Year's Eve, this has been the most amazing year of my life. What needs to happen for you to say that? That's what you need to write down. If you're in real estate, I sold 5 houses. I lost however much weight, you know, whatever your ideal weight is. I got engaged. I wrote my first book. I'm pregnant, carrying my first baby. What needs to happen for you to go, this was the greatest year of my life? So you project forward and work from there. Does that make sense? Okay, if we find the goal setting checklist, we'll put it up there, but I'll just keep going, okay? You ready for number 3? Are y'all doing okay? Because I don't know, because your accents are really cute. I haven't figured them out. Like, I can't imitate South African, but can you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I know I'm going fast. Okay, so number 3 is to add images to your dreams. Add pictures to your dreams. Now, the reason I say this is because your mind thinks in pictures. It doesn't think in words. So when I say dress, all of you are not sitting here going D-R-E-S-S, right? You're imagining a dress. If I say a yellow dress with pink polka dots and a big white belt, I think it sounds amazing, but that's not my point. My point is that every word I add, it paints a clearer picture. When you add pictures to your dreams, it causes it to come so alive on the inside of you, and your faith and your spirit go to work to make it happen. Let me give you an example real quick. So years ago, I was sitting in a conference just like you are, and I just heard the word icing, and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm hungry. But the Lord was telling me that he wanted me to start a women's conference called Icing. And here's why, because I think it's one thing to have a dream or a plan for your life, but when you discover God's plan, that's the icing on the cake, right? So I told one of my coworkers, because I wasn't doing anything I'm doing today. This is way back in 2009. I told one of my coworkers, I said, I feel like God's leading me to start a women's conference and to call it Icing. Of course, he laughed and thought that was ridiculous. But I said, I want you to know what I see in my imagination. I said, I don't see 20 women in a little hotel ballroom. I said, I see thousands of women in a coliseum. So I said, can you print a picture of me preaching to thousands of people? He goes, well, Terry, you've never preached to thousands of people. I said, but can you make one? So he did. He went to Joyce Meyer's website. And he took little Joyce off the stage and he put little Terry right there. And he wrote Icing in the background and he put me on the big screen. So he printed this picture and he goes, is that your vision? And of course we laughed and thought this was the cutest, funniest thing, you know. And I said, yes, that's my vision. I said, would you print several copies? Because I want the whole team to know where we're going. So he printed these copies. I passed them out. Everybody laughed and thought this was so funny. Here's what I want you to know. My vision board faces my desk. So every day when I look up from my desk, I see my vision. Well, after you do this for a few weeks, I'm not just cracking up every time I see it, right? Then a few more months go by, actually kind of looks like a real picture. A few more months go by, you forget that it's a fake picture. Do you remember what I said at the beginning? Whatever you keep before your eyes, it will eventually show up in your life. Here's a fake picture, here's the real picture. So my point is, you've got to add pictures and images to your dream to cause it to come alive. Because it will stop looking ridiculous after a while, right? So here's a key, real fast. You've heard that phrase, out of sight, out of mind? It's true. They discovered in goal setting the number one reason that your goals are not achieved is because they're out of sight. So here's a phrase in goal setting. They say, keep your goals out of reach, but never out of sight. Does that help?
Yeah.
Okay, so constantly be looking at them. Okay, number 4 is you speak life to your dreams. Speak life to your dreams. I don't just make little boards and little, you know, dream books and just expect them to magically appear. No, we have to practice what God's word says to do. He says to call those things that be not as though they already are, right? So he said death and life are in the power of your tongue. You can't, they say you can't hire someone else to do your push-ups. You can't hire someone else to speak to your dreams. You have to speak them out loud. In fact, there's a scripture. Have y'all heard the scripture that says we are snared by the words of our mouth? Do you know what a snare is? It's a trap. Like a Texas-sized mouse, okay? This is a mouse trap. Do y'all know what this is? Okay, because you kind of looked at me like, what is that? Thought maybe they don't have these in South Africa. But this, that's what's happening when you're speaking negative words out of your mouth. You are trapping yourself into the very thing you don't want. So when you say things like, no matter what I do, I can't lose weight, you just trapped yourself into never losing weight. I'll probably be the last one to get married. You just trapped yourself into being the last one. I'll never have a business of my own. You just trapped yourself. At this rate, I'll always be in debt. Okay? You just trapped yourself. In fact, do y'all remember a story in the Bible of an angel that appeared to Zechariah, and he said, Zechariah, you're going to have a baby, and I want you to name him John. Do you remember what Zechariah said to the angel? Are you sure? He said, do you know how old I am? And do you know what the angel said back to him? Because you doubt it, you will remain silent until the baby is born. I just happen to have a prop. He literally zipped the man's lips, okay? Yes, I brought my giant zipper all the way from Texas, okay? But I want you to think about that. He could not speak for 9 months until the baby was born. Why? Because God knew if I let you talk, you could mess up the whole plan of God. Think about that. So he literally had to just put a zipper on his lips. You know that little emoji with the zipper? Don't make God zip your lips, right? So here's what I did. Back in 2007, because I don't have time to tell you my testimony or anything, but just in summary, because you never know what people have been through, right? Sometimes you look at people and you think, oh, they've just had it made. But I was raped by a guy at 14 years old, lost my virginity on a gym floor at a fitness center by a complete stranger. Well, after that happened, I took on the identity of I must be the ugliest person in the world, or that would not have happened. After that, I got into an abusive relationship with a guy, stayed with him for 2 years because of how bad I felt about myself. He choked me, he slammed my head on a steering wheel of a car, and I stayed with him because I didn't think I was worth much. But I was hiding everything from everybody. With a big smile, I was a cheerleader, I was hiding everything. Finally, got out of that relationship. My last semester at university, I got pregnant before marriage. 3 weeks later, I got married. 3 weeks later, I lost the baby. So I just felt like the biggest failure, a loser. God doesn't have anything special for me. But I began doing what I'm teaching you today, giving myself permission to just dream. But I had to transform my self-image. So I made a list of positive declarations to speak over myself. And I started declaring the very opposite of who I was. I said, I am confident because I was so insecure. I am courageous because I was so full of fear. I'm qualified by God because I didn't feel that way at all. I said, my gift is making room for me and bringing me before great people. I'm an expert in the message God has given me to share. God's restoring my marriage. God's restoring everything that's been stolen from me. And then I just started saying, I'm invited to speak at the largest conferences in the world. I just started saying these things over and over and over. Can I tell you this? If you want to know where your life is headed, listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth. You are prophesying victory or you're prophesying defeat every time you open your mouth. When we walked in here today and I saw all of you and you were waving and everything, we're standing there on the front row listening to the praise and worship, I looked around at all of you just worshiping God, and I'm not a crier. Like, I just don't cry a lot. I was crying, wasn't I, Cass? And she's not used to seeing me cry either, but it just was so overwhelming to me seeing all of you, and all the way in South Africa, we're worshiping the same God. I dreamed one day I would get to come here and do this, and it's happening, and I was just crying, going, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. But I've said for years, my gift is making room for me and bringing me before great people. If you want to know where your life is headed, listen to the words coming out of your mouth. So every day I started making these declarations. So I want you to start speaking to your dreams and giving them life. You got it? Okay. And number five is take action. Take action. I heard a success coach say this. The one thing that separates winners from losers more than anything else is winners take action. The Lord said it like this. Faith without action is dead. The action I want to mention is four of them. You ready? Number one, successful people read books. They read books. The Bible says my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, right? So get serious about building your personal library. Number two is they listen to audios. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing, right? Use your drive time to listen. When you're doing laundry, when you're cleaning, when you're going to work, when you're working out, faith comes by hearing. Whoever has your ear has your faith. You got it? Number three is they enroll in courses. I heard someone one of my mentors, he said, unsuccessful people have large TVs. Successful people have large libraries. So start investing in your personal growth, right? And number four, you can check this off. Successful people go to conferences. You're doing it, right? So I want to challenge you to take action and start investing in yourself. In fact, my mentor, John Maxwell, he was asked, what is the number one indicator that you will be successful? And you know what he said? That you're intentional about growing yourself. You're reading the books. You're listening to audios. So before I wrap this up, and I want to close out with a little story, and I want to pray over you, I wanted to mention something that we put together just for this conference. I've never done this before, but I thought it'd be interesting. I put all five of these books on audiobooks on a flash drive. All five of these. And I want to mention to you what they are. It's this one called Pep Talk, where you're going to learn the language of success and how to start making declarations over your fitness, your finances, your family, your future, freedom from the past. That's called Pep Talk. Then there's another book in here called Dream It, Pin It, Live It, and it's all about how to make a vision board. What to do once you make your vision board. Who should see your vision board? Because see, you can't share big dreams with small minds. So I'm going to teach you all that in that book. There's another book in here called Untangle, and it's how to break free from wrong soul ties. This one is emotional. But I want you to be so free from that wrong relationship that there's not a chance you'd ever go back to it. Right? And then I've got Make Your Dreams Bigger Than Your Memories. This is all about how to get a vision for your future and give your past a burial. I call it supernatural amnesia. And then this book, Five Things Successful People Do Before 8 a.m. So this is all the habits that successful people practice every day. So I put all of these audio books on a flash drive. But I wanted to add something else. So I also put two of our best-selling courses, like coaching courses, on this flash drive. And one of them is Make Your Dreams Bigger Than Your Memories and How to Make a Vision Board. So you get the whole training, and it's all in this little flash drive. Is that good? So I wanted to provide something because I knew we couldn't ship a ton of product over here, but we did bring these flash drives. And here's the thing. This little flash drive, oh, my goodness. Because we put so much on it, this would have cost 3,620 rand, but we reduced it to 1,300 rand. However, last night, my daughter and I were in, there it is, we were in the hotel room, and we said, can you make a new slide? I said, I want to bless them even more. So we reduced it again, and they just made that slide right now to reduce it to 900. So is that good? Okay. So I hope that's a blessing to you, and I know it is an investment, but here's what I've discovered personally. The more you pay, the more you pay attention. And your future is worth an investment, right? So if this is for you, then I would love for you to get yours before we leave, because we only brought enough, you know, we brought 500 total. I know there's a lot more people here, but we brought 500, and this price is only available today at the conference. So I hope that's a blessing to you, but more than anything, I want you to do it. And I'm telling you, a year from now, you will not be where you are today. Do you believe that? Okay, so let me close out with this story. So I heard this story about a dad who promised his little girl that he was going to spend Saturday morning just playing with her, you know, just doing whatever she wanted to do. So he went down to the breakfast table, and he's just sitting there reading the paper. And the little girl comes running down, and she's going, "Daddy, Daddy, you promised we would play today." He said, "Hold on, honey, let me read the paper." And she said, "But Daddy, you said we could play." So she would not, you know, stop pulling on his shoulder and stuff. So finally, he saw a picture of the world in the newspaper. So he tore it out, and he tore it into little bitty pieces, and he put it on the glass table. And he said, "Act like this is a puzzle, and put this puzzle of the world together, and then we'll go play." So he goes back to reading the paper. And I mean, she is finished like that. So he says, "How did you finish the puzzle so fast?" She said, "Well, I dropped a piece." And she said, "When I bent down to pick it up, I looked under the glass and I saw a picture of a woman." So she said, "I just turned all the pieces over." And she said, "When I put the woman together, the world just fell into place." I love that, don't you? So my point is, when you start giving yourself permission to dream, you use your imagination, you take the time to actually sit and write your dreams, you start giving life to your dreams by speaking to them, and then you take action by investing in yourself. I'm telling you, like I said, a year from now, you're not going to believe the changes God does in your life. I say dream as big as you can, and then God will go beyond that. Amen? So, can I pray over them real fast? Okay. Do y'all want to stand up? And I'd love to pray over you. Did you have fun? Yay! Well, I want to say thank you to Pastor Bev and to all of you for making my dream come true today. I will go back home full of so much love for South Africa. And I can't wait to hug a bunch of you and your cute little cheer. That is really cute. Okay. So why don't we lift our hands, because that's the universal sign of surrender, right? When the police arrest somebody. So I like to lift our hands because we're surrendering our past, our present, and our future. So Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for this divine appointment today. Every person here is here by appointment. And Father, I believe you're stirring dreams on the inside of them. Dreams they forgot about, dreams they thought were ridiculous or foolish. You're bringing them back to their hearts. Father, I'm asking you to give them faith like they've never known before. Give them vision. Give them divine connections. Lord, I pray the favor of God comes on their lives, connecting them with the right people at the right time so the right things can happen. And Father, I ask you to restore the years that were stolen. Everything that was stolen and felt like a waste, it wasn't a waste. It was preparation for where you're taking them. So Father, I ask you to confirm your word with signs following. Cause their dreams to come true in record time, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us during this episode of Living Life with Dr. Theo and Bev Vollmerens. We hope that through this inspired teaching, you had an encounter with God. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Apostle Theo and Dr. Bev Vollmerens and would like to enjoy more resources, we hope you will visit our website at www.christianfamilychurch.co.za, or for our American listeners, www.christianfamilychurchsa.com.